Well, the fireplace had a, they have a piece up over it.
Yeah, mantle. We call that a mantle.
And
a piece of wood, you know, about, yeah. You put your lamps there.
And was it the front, did it have a front kind of, that, you know, that would come out where if you...
Well, the fireplace we had in this house was in a corner. It'd come out in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
More people could sit around it than flat, you see.
They had a kind of a place out front that you could, you know, that you...
Well, if it was cold, you sit around the fireplace.
On the what? On the kind of a stone?
No, no.
Came out from?
No, well, you know, you had bricks, you know, you had about 18 inch of bricks. And then you see the bricks going up, and all that you had was a piece, a board on top to put your lamps.
You put the wood on?
Two pieces of iron, you know.
Call
in. Well, it wasn't made about 4 inches high.
Yeah.
You know, so your draft could go underneath. And then it was just two pieces, so the wind rolled back, you know, to you. The wood would stay back. But we cut all of our wood. Well, we had stove wood, too, to cut, you know. We used to heat ourselves with about a 6-hole stove. But my mother had 4 children, and those 2 were 6.
That stove, what ran from the stove to the...
A galvanized, like a galvanized pipe that runs into brick in the attic. Would be brick, so it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't burn the wood. And it comes out of the roof, you see.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you catch water or get water? Did you catch
my cistern, yeah, catch it off of the roof of the house.
You had
with gutters.
Gutters,
right.
Okay. In 27, the water here, did you have to move anything out, move all of
it? No, not here. It's about, I would say a quarter of a mile, we had 10 feet of water right here, but all the farmers got together with their mules and everything else, shovels and everything, and they made a levee, you see, right across. Everybody made their own levee or help each other, you see.
Pretty fast.
Well, they were day and night. Anybody that had plows or tools or shovel went out. And I mean, everybody, children and all. If they had little buckets, they hauled it with buckets. But at that time, you might not have engineers, you know, of today. We call them engineers today. But at that time, 1927, you had some smart men. And they studied the water problem. They knew how they could stop water, and they knew if you make a levee down, it could stop 10 feet of water further back. What they did was to save this vicinity here, you see.
Water was pretty high.
Well, in this field here, we had over 10 feet. I mean, that's not far from it.
This land is higher than most of the land around
here? Right. This is one of the highest pieces of land in this vicinity. Now, way back there, my daddy went to see for his mama on a mule, and he had to turn around. The mule was swimming, and he couldn't make it. He had to turn around. Mules is pretty high. A mule, I would say the water was a good 5 to 8 feet where he turned around. Because that mule was going to go up to her head in the water. I mean, any mule, if they used to it.
Did you have a thing that two people could sit in, you know?
A boat?
Well, in the house to sit in.
No, not at home, not in my house. We just have chairs and rocking chairs.
Yeah, but most now the things you sit in are definitely all your furniture changed, no?
They changed to have cushions. I mean, at that time you didn't have cushions. You had that straw, or you had some straw. Rocking chair, you know, all straw. I don't know if you've seen them, but...
What about things that two people could sit in? Did you have those?
No. Like, you call that like a love seat or something?
No. Or sofa?
No. Not at the time I'm telling you about. We didn't have the money to buy them, but they didn't go and buy them.